7 o'clock stories by Robert Gordon Anderson. Sixth Night, The Willow Whistle. The toy man sat by the pond under the crying tree. That is what Marmaduke calls it, though the toy man says it is a weeping willow. Its leaves are a very pretty green, much lighter than the leaves of the other trees, and the branches bend over till they reach the water. They really do look like showers of tears. Sometimes little leaves fall into the water and float away like silver-green boats rowed by tiny fairies. Jehoshaphat, Marmaduke, and Hepzibiah came up to the crying tree. "What are you doing, toy man?" asked Marmaduke. "Watch and you will see." They were always asking him that question, and he was always telling them to watch and see. So they did. In his hand, he had his knife, which could make as many things as a fairy's wand. It had four blades and a corkscrew. The toy man cut some thin branches from the tree. From these, he cut three pieces, each about as long as his first finger and about as thick as his little finger. One end of each piece of wood he cut like the stem of a boat. Then he cut a notch near the end. Then he worked with his knife very carefully. Soon the green bark came off each little piece of wood. The bark came off whole, like a little roll of green paper. "See," said the toy man, "the bark is the skin of the tree, and in spring the sap, which is the blood of the tree, flows fast. It isn't colored red. It is just like light juice, but it makes the bark slip off of this wood very easily." On the grass he laid the round pieces of green bark. Then he took the white bits of wood which had been under the bark, and he whittled away at the ends. Soon he was through. Then he slipped the pieces of bark, which looked so much like little rolled up green papers, back on the white pieces of wood. They fitted perfectly. One he gave to Jehoshaphat, one to Marmaduke, and one to Hepzibiah. "What are they?" asked Marmaduke. "I know," said his brother Jehoshaphat. "They are whistles." "Yes," said the toy man, "they are willow whistles. Now put them in your mouths and blow." Each put the end of his whistle in his mouth and blew. It sounded very pretty, the three whistles, and then, what do you think? Not far from the weeping willow or the crying tree was an elm tree. It was taller than the willow and darker green. In it, something shone very bright, like an orange, only it moved. "It's an oriole," said the toy man. They looked hard, and sure enough, there, among the leaves, was the prettiest bird they had ever seen. He had an orange-colored body and black wings. His nest was on the end of a branch. It was gray-colored and hung low, like a little bag made of knitted gray wood. Father and Mother Oriole had made it themselves. Mother Oriole is there sitting in it on little eggs. But Father Oriole heard the three willow whistles, and he turned and began to whistle back. Oh, such a pretty song! It was really prettier than the sound of the three willow whistles, for it had different notes and a tune like the songs Mother plays on the piano. "We must watch that nest," said the toy man. "Someday soon we will see the baby orioles." But there, the little clock with the wise face is scolding again. So the story must stop for tonight. When you're asleep, if you listen very hard, maybe you can hear the three happy children blowing the willow whistles. And maybe the beautiful oriole will answer back. Good night. End of chapter. Read by Jorge Acosta for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.